This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Guess who's back, 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 back again,
Jalen Johnson!
Back, back. Tell a friend, friend.
You want to be a Bear for life? It's contract time this offseason, Jalen.
I don't plan on packing my house up just yet. I just moved into it. I like to move into a bigger one in Chicago.
Most players in your position would be hoping to avoid the franchise tag. So you expect and hope to get a deal done?
I mean, I'm not going to say hope, but I mean, I expect to get a deal done.
Okay.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Brody on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
I'll be saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Great intro right there of our producer tonight, Robbie Triano. It is Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody. Sorry, Gross, that you're not flying solo today.
Why are you sorry about that?
I'm just saying that's what Parkin said at the end. He's like, coming up, who do we got? Mark Grody. Awesome.
Oh, I'm all sorry. Right. He left you out. I am sorry. No, I didn't even catch it, so you were catching me off guard.
I don't take Parkins as the type to look at the schedule.
No.
He knows when he's supposed to be
here.
He
just saw me here, and he was like, it must be Grody, so Grody's got 6-9. It's Gabe and Grody. That guy, Gabriel Ramirez, who, by the way, came in here wearing a sick-looking Bears jersey. It's number 18, and I kept thinking, honestly, I could not think of who that is. I don't... Like, the number 18 is not prominent in my Bears lexicon. I think, wasn't Mike Tomczak 18? That might be the only Bear that pops up historically to me that wore number 18. Then you turn, I was like, oh, Gabriel. That's Taylor Gabriel, and your name is Gabriel. So all of it actually all of a sudden made sense. Is that why you got that? Because your name is Gabriel?
It was a gift when he was on the Gabriel was on the team.
Beautiful.
My cousin Ben, that I talk about often, he ended up getting me the Taylor Gabriel jersey.
That's awesome.
And then I was like, okay, cool. So then when I go around places, people are always like, oh, dude, you're that guy that has your name on the back. And I'm like, no, dude, Taylor Gabriel, remember?
Great story, yeah.
And they're like, oh, dude, you're the guy that bought his jersey? And I was like, no, my cousin. And by that point, it's too late. And then you're just
not to mention that he will have been an obscure Bear just because, unfortunately, Taylor Gabriel, A, fast as could be, B, maybe the nicest guy in the locker room and the most talkative and the easiest to get along with. But, man, didn't work out. That was all part of Matt Nagy's master plan, and Taylor Gabriel was a part of it, and it did not work.
Wasn't that the fast guy with the good hands that they thought he was going to be?
Yeah.
Someone that is going to be in the lexicon of Chicago Bear dumb, Jalen Johnson.
Bear dumb.
We knew this, right? It was no surprise to us. I think we all understood that Ryan Poles, in the grand scheme of things, needed to give Jalen Johnson that money because you perform well, we take care of our players. That is the show right there by allowing that to happen. So we knew it was going to happen. We were uncertain about the money. We knew where Jair Alexander stood in the 23s, and we knew where maybe we thought Jalen Johnson stood in the grand scheme of cornerbacks in the NFL. And I think you and I even talked about the $19 million range often. And here we are, 4 years, $76 million, Jalen Johnson getting it done. Were you happy? I mean, were you just like, yeah, I knew that, or were you happy and ecstatic that that was the case?
I was surprised it got done as soon as it did, to be honest with you. I was saying on my podcast, The Daily Score, the other day that once he got the transition tag, my thought was, I think he's going to end up playing with the transition tag this year for two reasons. Number one, we know that Jalen Johnson has bet on himself every inch of the way. Now, I know he accomplished some things, so maybe he feels like he maxed out in terms of what, like maybe he thinks this is as good as it's going to get, but he has been pretty fearless in all of this, and in a nice way, without making it feel like it's a bad argument between GM and with the player. So I think that that's a big part of this, and I also think that from Ryan Poles' perspective, though, it's good that he got this done, because the other thing that informed me was Roquan Smith, was that they were never able to get that deal done with I started to think, okay, it's heading this way. Ryan Poles has a number that he will give the players. He's willing to negotiate, but there's a hard line there. So that informed my thought process and thinking that they were not going to get the deal done. But it's huge that they did, for sort of reversing the Roquan stuff. And you obviously have a really good product in Jalen Johnson. You've solidified your secondary for a while now.
He's Mark Grody. I'm Gabe Ramirez. This is 670 The Score. Groats, someone at the negotiation table has to buckle. If you are there and it's taken an excessive amount of time, someone needs to fold. In this instance, who do you think it was? Jalen Johnson or the Bears? Obviously, we know nothing about what folding entails, right? What millions of dollars worth.
I think Jalen Johnson.
Same. I have it written down right here. I said, I think Jalen buckled.
That's come on.
But in a good way. More so like where, and I said it because of what you said about Roquan, where I do think Ryan Poles might have been in that room and said, hey, this is the amount of money we're giving you. We're not moving. I'm sorry, Papa. This is what it is.
Yeah.
And Roquan's like, nah, man. And then I think when he got in that room with Jalen, maybe his tone changed a little bit. Same thinking, hey, this is what we're giving you.
Yeah.
And then Jalen's like, all right, whatever, man. Get it here and we'll get it done. He's like, all right, fine, we'll get it there.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was that, as opposed to where I think what Roquan did was, this is what I think, this is what I think, and then we're just not agreeing.
And I would add, you know, looking at his agent and his agent go, you know, it is $54.4 million guaranteed. That's pretty good, actually. Jalen being, yeah. 4 years, $76 million. That's pretty good, actually,
Jalen. I was just making a couple million.
Yeah, because you're probably going to get every penny of that, because you're going to be good for that contract. This is not a guy who's going to get cut anytime soon. And yeah, oh, you're going to get another contract probably. Yeah, Jalen, probably. So I think it is that. But there's no sign of Jalen Johnson got screwed. I think that this is a fair contract. And I think this is the right one. And now you now have a core of defensive players. Jalen Johnson, 4 years, $76 million. Montez Sweat, 4 years, $98 million. Tremaine Edmonds, 4 years, $72 million. And then you add Jalen Johnson to that as well. So you are starting to see the future of the Bears defense, and that is smart. The Bears have always been pretty good at building defenses, but they had to come from the dust to get this one built back
up. And I do agree, man. It just looks good. The foundation is there, because all you are doing is adding to it. But I do want to go back to Jalen a little bit.
Yes, sir.
I mean, if I was making $3 million and the next year I know I'm making $19 million, and I got all this, like I'm so happy for you, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so happy for you, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Like, bro, I'm happy for you, man. That's from $3 to $19 million. Dollars. Like, I'm talking about in real life.
Yeah.
I'm talking, we have jobs, all of us. I'm talking about in real life. Go from that to that, like.
Oh, right. Like, you could do a lot of cool stuff with $3
million. Yeah. Or, yeah, well, because we know as adults, too, that's 1.15. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
$3 million is 1.15.
Yeah. So, but with $19, $20 million. Oh, yeah. Let me just back you up, Dave.
Fantastic. Great job. Fantastic. Yeah, that was amazing. Bet on yourself. Got the bag. Wow.
Got the bag. He did get the back. BTW, Kyle Orton was a number 18. I should have remembered that. You should have remembered that.
Oh, Kyle Orton.
Kyle Orton was an 18. I couldn't think of any other 18s. I still think Tom Zach was. I didn't look it
what,
up.
What number was Burris?
11? Henry Burris?
Yeah.
Henry, 9, I want to say.
Single digits?
I thought. Or 13? Okay. I'm just going to start naming
start
numbers.
Naming
well, Jim McMahon was 9, but have there been 9 since McMahon? Yeah. I'm just going to say 9 for Henry
Brisker.
Burris. Brisker is 9. Brisker. Why did you ask about Henry Burris?
I thought he meant wore 18.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was thinking. All right, Gabe Ramirez, Mark Grody hanging out on 670 The Score. As mentioned, Jalen Johnson, you know, initially getting the franchise tag, which we all knew was going to end up in a contract at a certain point. I also think it was important for the Bears to get this thing done before Monday when free agency begins, just to know exactly how much money you have to play with. How much can I go into this room with and offer these people? I think that was important for the Bears. Another savvy move by Ryan Poles.
Yeah, and I think that, of course, you are going to see some additions to the secondary and potential tryout guys and guys that maybe would end up on special teams. But you just start to go through the Bears' defensive back and how solidified that thing feels right now. Obviously, you get the deal done with Jalen Johnson. Opposite of him is Tyreek Stevenson. Nothing but excited about that guy going into year two, right?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, he's definitely a check. So you look at that. His backup is almost starter level in Terrell Smith. Maybe I'm getting carried away, but I like Terrell Smith. So you've got those guys. And then you can you throw in your Kyler Gordon, who is nothing but on the rise.
It's a solid four.
It's a solid four. And then you even their depth is good. Like Jalen Jones is formidable.
True.
Josh Blackwell is formidable as a cornerback. Elijah Hicks. None of those guys I want to see starting in an extended way.
Sure, but it's depth.
But it is depth. So it's really nice to see at this point, whatever the date is today, March something or other, that the Bears have a secondary that is solidified starter-wise and almost depth-wise. So you can almost look at that and just be like, we can take care of other stuff now.
I know, and especially because you do expect the jump, not jump, but consistent growth from Tyreek Stevenson. So when you're looking at just the two of them, just Jalen Johnson and Tyreek Stevenson, physical cornerback on one side and Tyreek, Jalen Johnson, the tactician that's going to shut you down, that's tough to deal with. And then if you are just going those two with Kyler in the slot, that is good. So then I guess my question to you then, I move to the linebackers immediately in my mind. I'm not even going to safeties yet. They still have to address that. I go to linebackers. They were guys that were brought in not necessarily to be super all-pro guys. It was to, like, kind of right the ship and whatever was happening in those spaces. Now, are we happy with those guys? Now that we're feeling good about our defense and our line, you know, as it's being put together, or is that soon enough going to be potentially the weakest link in the Bears' defense?
No. I think the linebackers are solid from last year. I mean, out of those three guys, Tremaine Edmonds, what's his face?
T.J. Edwards.
T.J. Edwards. T.J. Edwards was terrific last year. T.J. Edwards, he did have a slow start, and I put Tremaine Edmonds in that category too, but T.J. Edwards had a fantastic year, well over 100 tackles. Edmonds on the overall, I want more from him, but look, he's a proven player who you know what you're going to get, and Jack Sanborn is the weakest link of those linebackers, but no, to answer your question, linebackers are set. I think next up is, well, so you do have to get another safety opposite of Jaquan Brisker. I mean, you do have to take care of that. But the defensive line is where the intrigue is here, man, because you still could use the three technique and you still need somebody else on the edge to get to the quarterback other than Montez Sweat.
And I hear that. I think in my mind, when I'm processing this, I'm assuming Ryan Poles is handling, I'm working in that world where, okay, they've had the offseason and the draft to address every position on defense.
Yeah.
And then, what if they, have a nice little signing at three technique, and then they go draft a good defensive end, and then they do get sign a safety as well. But now you are looking at the linebacker group. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, when this thing gets put together, when Voltron forms completely.
when it's set. Right. Like, is that the group of guys?
That's what I'm saying.
And to answer your question, I think it will be, and I think that Ryan Poles intended it to be, and I think that that was a position that none of us expected. They were going to come out of the chute and sign Tremaine Edmonds and T.J. Edwards. It caught us all off guard, but they took care of it. They took care of it. It didn't feel exciting necessarily because we were very much more interested in what they were going to do with the offense, but guess what? That Ryan Poles' job is to look ahead and say, if this is, if I am building a core, now is the time to get these guys. These guys are not going to be available next year when I want these, which is when maybe I should actually be making these signings. But since they were available last year and they would be part of the core, I think it was some shrewd signings with Poles. And I was not excited when he did that. I was like, okay, what's this all about? Linebackers, you know? But
for signings, linebackers?
Yeah.
Two of them?
Yeah, two? What? When you need to rebuild your offense? So, yeah.
Are we doing what Beardum did last year?
Mm, what did Beardum?
Maybe overhyping things a bit much.
Mm.
Like, it's still Jalen Johnson.
In what regard?
I mean, because it's still Jalen Johnson and Tyreek Stevenson.
Yeah.
It's still Tremaine Edmonds and T.J. Edwards.
Yeah.
Still Jaquan Brisker. In terms of the defense and where we think.
You mean getting better?
Yeah.
Oh, like, are we? Because I haven't really said that I think the Bears are going to be elite next year or anything like that. I think that they're good.
Yeah.
I think the Bears are a good defense right now. I don't think they're very good, and I don't think they're elite. You know, these are my.
Okay. Justin Fields.
Yeah. 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 Oh, man. Really? Really?
I just backed you into
it. Yeah. Yeah. You
cause,
did.
Because you want Caleb.
Yeah.
They're not elite.
Yeah.
They're not elite. Good.
They're not.
Not very good.
They're not very good.
Yet.
They're good.
Yet.
Well, they could get there. I think they're on their way, but I think we're a little bit over our skis for people who are thinking that all of a sudden the Bears are going to be like a top three defense to start, unless there are things that they are going to do that they haven't done yet. But God, they're on their way.
Top third.
Top third for sure.
For sure.
And I think they're on their way. I mean, for sure. I don't want to overhype it. You know what I mean?
Like, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
You know, when you read that list of the cornerbacks and the depth. And,
yeah,
and I'm like, ooh.
You liked that, didn't you?
I did, and that's why I got too excited.
Yeah,
and I had to like calm myself down.
That's why you started bashing linebackers.
Well,
okay.
I wanted to make sure we were being responsible radio hosts.
Okay,
and not just like, oh my God, Jalen Johnson's here, guys.
Whoa, dude.
Because I am.
Can I just tell you something?
Because I do feel that way.
Hold on for just a moment.
Uh-oh.
Here. You, sir.
I knew you were going to say.
For better or for worse, I don't even know if it's better or worse. You have really changed since the beginning of your tenure here.
The score has tainted me.
Yeah, I guess so, because you used to be like that. Like, you were the fan. I know you're still a fan.
I am.
But those are words that I never thought I'd hear come out of your mouth, or that tone.
Girl, do you remember your first love?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. When they break your heart, no other love is the same.
How'd you know she broke my heart?
It's just because you're not with her anymore.
Yeah. Right.
So my thing is this. I always, like, then you'll never give 100% of yourself again.
Wow, that's true.
Because now, thank you, you've been hurt.
Yeah. Trauma. It's called trauma.
Now whoever comes after that, the guard just doesn't come down the same way.
Mm.
That was me when I started at 670 The Score. A hopeful Bears fan.
Wide-eyed.
Every August, Super Bowl.
Naive.
Now I start at The Score and it's, how dare you think Justin Fields is good? The Bulls? Zach LaVine? He's terrible.
You've been torn down.
The White Sox are the worst team ever. And now I just see through a lens that...
Have you been traumatized? Call 312-644.
Do you know someone? All right, cut the music, Bobby.
Do you know someone who's been traumatized?
Folks, we don't usually do this, but we're going to step out of character. I'm Mark Grody. This is Gabe Ramirez.
This is no joke. It's true, but you know what it is? Grody as well, I just don't want to be let down anymore. I think more so than anything else, that's ultimately what this job has taught me, right? And I got to be honest, even in the years leading up to being at The Score, I was already beginning to feel like that. But with Chicago sports as a whole, the Sox were getting on my nerves. The Bulls weren't figuring out. The Bears were just... The Bears. So it was already that. And then when you come here and everybody just crushes you.
I'm sorry that happened.
You specifically, you.
No, I didn't. No.
Gabe, I used to think like that. Gabe, I've been covering the Bears far too long now.
No, but the reason that you had to hear that stuff is because you would ask. And you came in all, hey, Groats, I'm a fan. And hey, man, I'm a fan. Man, go Bulls, man. I got my Bulls shirt.
Can we talk about the Bulls today?
Yeah.
No.
You don't want to talk about the Bulls?
I'm just saying.
You
like,
want to talk? Yeah, no. Yeah, that was definitely early
but,
on.
But I will say this. I'm almost there, Groats, where I am completely believing in the team like a fan, like a real fan, where I'm like, where I do as a fan, I want to be very clear, but like saying it, saying what I feel.
Yes, why?
Because the same way I felt when Eberflus came in. Not saying, you know, I don't want to get into the great coach conversation, but when he came in and took over, I felt like, oh, finally a coach that is doing the things that I think are the right things with timeouts, with, you know, certain situations, with how you're talking about. Like, it's just like, oh, this is a coach. And it felt right. And I wasn't constantly going, like, what are they doing? Which is what I was doing for the last 3 years before that.
Okay.
So then I feel like now I am no longer doing that as much. And so that then tells me they are then headed in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Jalen Johnson, 4 years, $76 million. Yeah, okay. That makes sense. That's what I'm thinking. You know, you got the number one pick. You got to move on from Justin Fields just because of the possibility of getting something better. They're more than likely doing that. That seems right to me. Those kinds of things make me feel good about then saying, hey, guys, the Bears are really good, which I can't wait till I get
your GM is on a winning streak. That's what I'm hearing right now. You know, the Montez Sweat deal again. They gets the $100 million for your Jalen Johnson. Mentioned Tremaine Edmonds. So TJ Edwards. The winning streak, like these are all thumbs ups for it's just like what keeps going through my head, man, is Ryan Pace was really good at building a defense.
Yeah.
And he did, like, whatever you want to say about Ryan Pace, pretty good job.
After clearing the slate, Groats.
Keem Hicks, I mean, some guys like that, like great signing. Obviously, Khalil Mack was incredible, for which he essentially got executive of the year. So yeah, guess what? Ryan Pace did a really good job of building a defense. His predecessor, wait a minute, that would be Phil Emery. Phil Emery never did a good job. But Emery's predecessor, Jerry Angelo, built a great defense and never had the offense. So while it's still essential, and I don't not love a good Bears defense, man, yeah. Wilbur Marshall is my favorite Bears player of all time just because he's a defensive player and he was on the 85 Bears. But, all right. How about the offense now?
Yeah.
Can you? And that's where I'm lagging behind you a little bit, it sounds like. Like, what they're doing with the defense is great, and I can't wait till they pull the card and Caleb Williams gets drafted and see who will be help for him in the draft and all of that. But that's the part, and that's always the part.
And I think we are close, Grody. I got to be honest.
Okay.
We're close.
I'm not going to shoot you down for that.
Once we get they got to get an upgrade at the running back position, and then I'll feel really good about the Bears.
100%.
To me, that is important.
So true. Tell me more.
I
agree.
We all can agree on the wide receiver situation, but sometimes you don't get so lucky to have two amazing wide receivers. We do have one, so I can't be too down about the situation.
Yeah.
The running back room, however, I think Roschon Johnson isn't going to be what people think he's going to be. And I think that Khalil Herbert is really good, but not in a role as we saw it with Tony Pollard in Dallas, and you saw it with Khalil Herbert. Given the opportunity to start, have multiple carries, and be the A-back, sometimes it doesn't pan out. And you're the beneficiary of someone running before you, i.e. David Montgomery or Ezekiel Elliott, and then you were able to be the excellent running back you were. I just think the Bears need to upgrade that position.
Agree with you. Yeah, they don't have a guy that you could just say, yep, as much as like it was Khalil Herbert, like that was, and obviously he'd spent some time injured, and they think it's him. You're right, that is an upgradable position, no doubt.
There's another position that is open and needs to be upgraded, the safety position. And there are some, quite a few, as a matter of fact, that are available. Grody and I will talk about them and see where the Bears can continue to improve that defense next. It's Gabe Ramirez. It's Mark Grody. It's Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off.
Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've ever seen Mark Grody happier than when he's holding right here.
That's awesome.
You need this on your show On the Clock. On the Clock with Mark Grody.
That's right.
It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Good job, Robbie.
That is right. It is us on the clock tomorrow.
6 p.m. to 7 p.m. right before the Gabe Ramirez show. Are you on tomorrow night?
Sir, I know, like Parkins, I know you don't look at the schedule either.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
I am actually going to be on with Parkins tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Are you going to give him crap for not plugging you for being on this show?
Just going to get on the show. Yeah. I'm going to get on the show, do my job.
Just do your thing.
And then I'm actually, tomorrow is a big day for me and my wife.
Oh, do tell.
So we are going, I've never done an omakase. You ever done that?
No.
A 17-course Japanese dinner?
Oh.
Never done that. Okay. Going to Bar Chicago, Sushi Bar Chicago. It's over there on Wabash, right next to Trump Tower. So we're doing that at 7 o'clock since I work, you know, with Parkins tomorrow.
Beautiful.
And then afterwards, we're doing a staycation. So we got the in-laws to watch the kids. And we got a hotel right next door. And
beautiful.
Then my wife, she's like, hey, can we go to that Charmed bar in Wrigley? I want to do something St. Patty's related.
Oh, and
I
was
like,
nice.
Yeah, if we're not drunk enough by that time, sure. We can go right over. So tomorrow's gonna be fun.
Oh man.
While I'll be listening to you walking or driving to I won't be driving. I'm lying. I'm not gonna be listening to
that's all right. That's no, I wouldn't be either, man. That sounds fantastic.
Who do you got on the show tomorrow? Do you know?
Not sure. We're still working on it.
Yeah.
We're still working on it. There will be somebody on the show, I promise. Actually, I think I'm pretty safe to say I think we're going to have Brian Baldinger on the show tomorrow.
Really?
Brian Baldinger, who breaks down tape with the best of them, so I'll definitely ask him about the quarterbacks and wide receivers and everybody, because Baldy, they call him Baldy. Baldy can go in any direction. So
he can. I listened to your whole conversation with Merrill Hodge.
Oh, man.
Great interview, but...
Thank you.
I thought he was going to go into my show as much as you.
Wow.
Do you remember that?
Oh, absolutely. No, there was a lot of things that I did not expect coming from Merrill Hodge, including the very beginning.
He sounded very comfortable with you.
Yeah, he was. He was. And I think, you know, from the very beginning of the interview, and I hadn't really planned to even go down the road of the fact that he was a Chicago Bear for a year, which I remembered, but I also remembered him not having an impact. And just as he was coming on the air, I was like, oh, yeah, you only played in 5 games. I was like, what was it, a concussion or something like that this year or that year? He goes, no, it was a concussion that was not treated properly by the Chicago Bears.
I do remember
him
saying that.
Yeah, back in the Eric Kramer era. Yeah, so he still seems to hold a little grudge towards the organization. Many organizations at that time were not dealing well with head injuries.
Yeah, so tomorrow, 6 o'clock. 6 to 7, right?
Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Right here on 670.
If you want to hear about head injuries and Merrill Hodge's time with the Bears, listen to On the Clock. But you know, I like a little unexpected.
This is your first On the Clock since the Combine?
I did two episodes.
Right, Thursday and Friday.
From the Combine. So, yeah, this will have been my first episode since the Combine. Oh, here's what I really have.
I knew I triggered something.
Oh, no, you have triggered something huge, actually. Hey. I think I'm going to open the show tomorrow with my mock draft. Mm. I done did it, Gabe.
Trades and everything?
I did top 15 players. I think they wanted me to do top 10.
Not a mock draft, though.
Well, it's not the full thing, but it'll tell you exactly what's going on with the Bears. And just a little preview, the Bears, there is a trade made in this draft by the Chicago Bears. In my mock draft, which if you actually want to see right now, you could see it on my Twitter. I think somewhere it's on our Instagram. It's on our Score page on Twitter. So
can we talk about it?
We could if you want to.
I do.
Yeah, we can. Because it's a different audience tomorrow, right? 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
Friday. They're going to omakases and stuff like that.
By the way, how much is omakases? One of those places where you put like down a massive exorbitant amount of money. Is that one of those?
I got you. No point in being humble. Sometimes when you get to a certain point in your career, Grody, people reach out to you and they want you to go to their restaurants.
Oh, yeah,
try your food
man.
For free.
Well, I'm glad I asked that question. Good for you, man.
Yeah, man. They'll reach out to you.
We all have to take advantage
Follow
of the
Follow me on social media, Chicago_Gabe, so you can see.
That's our guy. Follow us both on Twitter. Yeah. Let's do a, should we do a follow
You're
us?
You're not going to do it because you didn't do it last time. I know I'll do it.
What?
Follow for a follow?
Yeah, what?
You're going to follow everybody back?
Oh, did I not do it last time? Oh.
Do you not remember this conversation?
Okay, yeah, I do. Okay, I want to make good.
We'll do follow for follow right now.
Okay, yeah.
If you follow us right now, but we'll say it till 7. Because, you know, some people are on the delay with the
That's
with
true.
Thing. So, okay. so till 7, so that we don't have to make Mark Grody follow you till tomorrow. Got you. All right, safety. Right. Yeah. Safety position. Is there anyone that you immediately like that comes to mind that is available in the present of all the safeties? I feel like there's so many. Tyrann Mathieu restructured his deal with the Saints. Antoine Winfield just got the franchise tag. He got the franchise tag, so he's out.
Out.
Xavier McKinney from the New York Giants, he's available.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we know the Bills just released their safety. It's a lot of all-pro safeties. Broncos just released their safety.
I just don't know if at this point you have to look forward to... It seems like they like Jaquan Brisker. It seems like that's a good partnership. Eventually, he's a guy that you're going to pay. So in a non-premium position like safety, are they really going to go... Yeah, are they really going to go... I'm not saying like they won't sign a safety, but I don't think it's going to be at that level. Probably have to go a notch below or maybe
Probably
a
two.
Trade or maybe if, for instance, in my mock draft, the Bears might get an extra fourth round pick. Maybe you take in the fourth round, you go grab a safety. So it's, again, it's just like those years of Eddie Jackson when he was paid. You were bringing in guys for second chances like a ha-ha Clinton Dix. After Adrian Amos, who was a good partner with him, and he was cheap. I mean, you have to think of Tashaun Gipson was a guy that was cheap that played next to him. So
yeah, you just can't spend on every position.
Yeah, and I know that they haven't invested heavily in Brisker yet, but I think that if you're polls, you got to look ahead. But who do you like?
I agree with you in that there is, if you're looking at a defense where you are spending money on premium positions, a position is going to suffer. A position is going to be overlooked. And in this case, when you're looking at center, which I think the Bears are, you know, there's a lot of good centers available in free agency. So I think the Bears are going to address that in free agency. So they're gonna, you know, you only got so much money left. So I think they address that. Maybe a defensive lineman, maybe somebody on the defensive line, right? So then you're stuck with, you know, you still have to then obviously utilize the draft capital to fill in the other holes. So that's just like when you're doing the math, this is an algebra problem right here.
It really is. No. Yeah. And then what about your guy, Danielle Hunter? Are they still going to, I mean, that's another splash. That'd be another splash. So that's what I'm saying. You are not going to make a splash at safety. That's just not going to happen. And I don't really think.
I wouldn't want them to.
And well, they can't. I mean, they just paid their cornerback. So it's, and they're in really good shape there with everybody else on young contracts in that secondary right now.
Grody, I have a question for you Braxton Jones.
Yep.
And how he ties into Mr. Bates, the newest addition to the Chicago Bears from the Buffalo Bills, and the draft capital that Ryan Poles gave up for him. I was having a conversation earlier today, and I was like, but fifth rounder, like, you know, what fifth rounder are you going to get that's going to be on the team? And then I was like, whoop. I was like, wait, Braxton Jones is a fifth rounder.
And Darnell Mooney was a fifth rounder.
And so I then think to myself, how can a GM who drafted his starting left tackle in the fifth round then all of a sudden say, no, but I can give this up to get, you know, Mr. Bates? Because I would then think that when you're looking at value,
you would have preferred to trust Ryan Poles in drafting a guy over taking a proven commodity.
I wanted my GM to have continued confidence in his abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
well, I think that's part of it. He has been targeting this guy for 3 years, man. He came in all hot over Ryan Bates in 2022.
But when I think about that, Gross, and we were on the show when we broke that news that he was got traded to the Bears. When I think about that, I think about the state that the Bears were in when Ryan Poles was trying to get offensive linemen to come to the Bears.
Bodies.
There wasn't a lot of people available. It wasn't like he was selecting from the best of the best. He was trying to make the best decision in the present. And so I think Ryan Bates was that then, and I think he's that now. Again, I just go back to, if it were me and I drafted Braxton Jones in the fifth round and he's my starting left tackle, right, and offensive lineman is my thing, if I give it up then for Bates, then I'm thinking, I can't duplicate that?
Yeah. No, I definitely hear where you're coming from. All I know is that we should know here in any football team how valuable that – because I still think he's going to be a depth piece. I don't think he's going to be one of the starting five.
Agreed.
For the Bears.
My point.
Yeah, but we know exactly how important that is. Like when Tevin Jenkins gets injured and you're like, oh, man, what are you going to do? When Nate Davis has issues that he's dealing with and he can't play, you have to have somebody that could step in and be on the level, and I think that that's what he's going to be there for. And I also think this is just like – in the name of bringing in a rookie quarterback, which all signs point to the Bears doing, here's Ryan Poles already thinking two or three steps ahead. And I know we're canonizing Ryan Poles here. Don't look at him thinking ahead and all of that stuff. But he has to. He has to. And, you know, Tevin Jenkins played in 11 games last year. Nate Davis played in 11 games last year. Tevin Jenkins will be on the final year of his rookie contract next year. You have to think about those types of things as well, them things.
Yeah, and another thing that kind of, I guess I would say, not rub me the wrong way, but, you know, the Bills just released their center. And remember, on their depth chart, even though he didn't play because their team was completely healthy, he was their backup center. Mm. So think about that. They trade away their backup center and have zero problem releasing their current center. That if they knew wild. They're going to, right? Because if you knew you're going to release your center, you would think, hey, man, let me just keep this guy for $3
million. Yeah.
And then you know you're going to do that.
Right.
So now you've gotten a fifth-round pick and released your – like, that, to me, that's a red flag. Right?
Yeah.
Am I not saying this the right way?
I completely agree. That's a red flag.
I feel like I'm talking to my boy about, like, an ex. I'm like, I shouldn't be with her, right? Because she's a red flag. And my boy's like, yeah. He doesn't agree with me. He's like, yeah,
no,
man.
No.
Red flag, bro. You're right, man. It's crazy. She's wild.
You think I'm just saying it to say it?
I think that you haven't had enough time to process this thought that I've given you.
I think you're probably right. I'm not as impassioned about it as you are.
No.
You sometimes are a really good psychology major, aren't you?
I'm trying to think about these things, man. You know what it is? Because I really like Ryan Poles.
I mean.
And I really feel like he makes the right decision. So I just, you know, want to get in his head. It's like I'm his intern, but just from far away.
I like it. Yeah.
I'm watching his moves.
Every move you make, every breath you take, pal. You. Yeah. I see you.
Now I'll be missing you. I'll be watching you.
That's right. Is it Sting or Biggie Smalls? Or, no, not Biggie Smalls.
Yeah. Biggie Smalls and P. Diddy.
Yeah, P. Diddy.
P. Diddy and Faith Evans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That was P. Diddy's wife. Yes. Right. Yes?
No.
No?
Faith Evans used to mess around with
Biggie Smalls. That's right.
There you go.
Okay. Sorry.
I got you. Sorry. I'm going to give you the whole lowdown of the East Coast, West Coast battle rap during the commercial break. All right. More Gabe and Grody and some more rap beef on the other side. Don't go anywhere. 670 The Skull.
It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody on 670 The Skull in Odyssey Station.
Yeah.
Mark Grody. Big fan of P. Diddy parties. I heard you got.
Hey, man, I was a fan when it was Puff Daddy.
Okay.
That's how old I am.
Brother Love was one of his nicknames, too.
That's right, Brother Love.
Speaking of love, did we get a package? Did we just get a package right now?
We did get a package here. Yes. And the package has been opened. It has been breached. The packet has been breached. It is from, I think that this is probably a familiar name to people who listen to the radio station, especially the Molly and Haw show. A package has come our way from Flag and Anthem, and this stuff is for real. Two beautiful deluxe button-down shirts.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to put these on the next time I'm on the TV.
Oh.
Like, you ever get
something? Football Night in America on NBC.
Absolutely. Wherever they want. These will, I promise you, that these will be worn. They're, like, stylish and cool, and then a sick quarter zip.
That looks comfortable.
Yeah, no, this is great, man. It's my size, the whole thing. So shout out. I don't know what I did to deserve this from Flag and Anthem, but thank you, thank you, thank you. This is good stuff. Molly and Haw aren't just saying it when they say this stuff is sweet.
You know,
this is good clothing.
They take care of their people, and they like to associate themselves with cool.
I think that's what it is.
And so Mark Grody.
Did you hear that song coming in? That's because of me.
Equals.
Because I was talking about that. See?
Shout out Flag and Anthem, man.
Shout
Appreciate
out Flag and Anthem, indeed.
I love them taking
care
of the score.
They're very stylish. They're very stylish.
I mean, and there's nothing like, you know, coming to work and getting free clothes.
Yeah. Hope Molly and Haw aren't, man. Do you think Molly and Haw are going to feel threatened by me?
No, they love it.
Is it cool? I'm in the club, guys.
And whenever I fill in for Molly or Haw,
check me out.
All they talk about is Flag and Anthem and the clothes that they
have. I know they do.
They're like, hey, check this over here, Gabe. You know what it is? This is it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's awesome. Different shirt every day.
I'm just like,
that's what's up.
Hey, Gabe, how's it going?
They give stuff to Dustin. They give stuff to Brandon Fryer. So they just show up and they got things. Flag and Anthem.
Hey, Grody, what would Haw say if he found out about this?
Looks good, Grody. Morning, Grody. Looks good on you. Looks good on me. Morning, Molly. Actually, I like Gabe's impersonation better. Hey, it's Molly and Haw on the score.
Molly and Haw.
You see, like
Chicago sports right now is excited.
Oh my God, me doing Gabe doing Molly and Haw. Molly and Haw. Chicago Sports Radio 670, the radio score.
Do I have a Spanish accent like that?
No, that's just me. It's been so tainted through all the lines that's what it sounds like. Molly and Haw.
It's fast.
Is that what it is?
It is.
That's just the sound that goes through my ears is a parrot mimic. That's what I was hearing. I like to do impersonations where I am impersonating other people, impersonating other people. Absolutely. It's one of my greatest tricks.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But anyway, Flag and Anthem shout out, Bears.
Big shout out, Flag and Anthem. Big shout out to the Bulls.
We're shouting out the Bulls, huh?
You know, not a lot of people like to talk about them here on this radio station, so I got to get them in. You know, I was only given this 3 minutes to talk about them.
I know. Go ahead.
Quickly.
Go ahead.
Bulls win 119-117 yesterday against the depleted Utah Jazz team. That's really the story. Bulls down. Via a Colin Sexton three with like a couple minutes to go.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the game in hand the whole time. It's just, I was here, Bergs came in yesterday, and I was doing the show leading up to the Bulls game.
Bergs.
Alyssa Bergman.
Shut up, Bergs.
And I say it on the radio, and it came in through the text. Did you see it, Groats? Came in.
Let me see. Got a timestamp for me? I only work with timestamps.
Sorry. It's on here somewhere, but it's somebody's grateful. Look for the dollar signs. There it goes. 24 minutes ago. It says, Gabe, thanks for the Bulls Q2 tip last night.
See it.
Money. Got anything for tonight? So yesterday I told everybody while I was doing the show, and I was like, hey, second quarter, bet the Bulls to win it.
Kobe White draining threes.
Well, the Utah Jazz had 4 or 5 players out, 2 or 3 starters, 2 or 3 bench players. And so for me, in my mind, the Bulls second unit is their strength. And so even if the new starters come out and play hard against the Bulls, you don't want to bet the first quarter because you're not sure.
Okay.
But what you can be sure of is that the second unit, the try-hard Bulls,
uh-huh,
are going to play better than the depleted second unit of the Utah Jazz.
Yes.
And so I bet big yesterday.
Big yesterday.
So I told Bergs, and here's what happened though, Groats. I look at Bergs and I'm like, yo, listen to that. I was like, second quarter, Bulls, lock. I bet it a bunch. She just looks at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, you didn't like that?
Oh, she didn't like it.
Well, because of course not, because she didn't say a word.
Okay. I didn't know what her looking at you meant, yeah, so I was waiting for the punchline.
Well, it was more like the fact, you know, when you say something like that, especially a bet, you expect people to be like, oh,
reaction.
Lock,
especially
yeah.
somebody who is as adept at the gambling game as Miss Bergamini is.
Not just adept. Yeah. She was about to go on the radio to talk about it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's true.
About the bad bets. So I say it, and she didn't. And I'm like, damn. So I'm watching the game yesterday, and the Bulls, they were up four at the beginning of the first quarter. So that's how I'm doing my math in my head.
Yeah.
So I was like, gotta win. Yeah. Gotta be up by more than four at the end of the when the half starts. Sure enough, Bulls smacking threes. They're up by like 12. And I'm like, easy money. Tolbergs. Bet a bunch. This is going to be great.
But I tell you.
Then all of a sudden, like any NBA game, they go on a little run. And I'm like, oh, no, my money.
Bergs
was right.
Bergs.
But then Kobe White got it together. DeMar got it together. Hit a bunch of threes at the end of the first quarter. Bulls won by like, you know, our Bulls were up by like eight at the half or something like that. Eight, nine and a half. So I ended up winning. And then she texted me big money. So after that, I didn't care what happened in the game. But I'm glad they ended up winning. Bulls take on the Warriors tonight. Actually, Grody and I are leading you into pregame.
Mm-hmm.
8:45. You'll be able to hear Alyssa Bergamini again.
Oh, the Bergs.
She's going to be in here tonight.
Down with the sickness.
Yeah, we should tell her to come in a little early to talk Bulls with us.
Oh, great.
And then, Chuck Swirsky, Bill Wennington, Alyssa Bergamini, 8:45. They got the call, Bulls-Warriors tonight. It's going to be a good one.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, of course.
Really quick, speaking of the NBA, I don't think I told you this. I might as well reveal it to you on the air because I think this is something that you will really appreciate about me. When I was in Indianapolis for the NFL Combine, did I tell you I went to an NBA game? I went to the Indiana-New Orleans game, got to watch Halliburton and Zion. It was fun, man.
Oh, my.
Zion, like, I don't know if he's going to turn what he's going to turn out to be, but I don't think I've ever seen anybody get to the basket as easily as he does. Now, he wasn't finishing at the rate that I would like, and he's got to continue to – look at me analyzing the out-of-town basketball.
I'm really in
now. Oh, yeah.
I like Bears Grody, but I love basketball
that was
Grody.
I was like, oh, Halliburton v. Zion Williamson, so I went with a bunch of guys.
Tell me about the atmosphere, because I'm thinking about this Pacers team, who, by the way, is only four games better than the Bulls right now.
Okay,
all these people are hyped up about all these teams. Bulls are five games out of the sixth, fifth spot in the Eastern Conference right now.
Yeah.
Which is not crazy.
Right.
Especially after starting
as bad as
they
did. It feels like they're as far.
Exactly.
Because it doesn't really feel like they're that close still, does it?
No.
Does it? No. Okay.
No. Okay. I mean, saying that they're four games behind the Pacers sounds wild.
Yeah, it does.
So, but my question to you was, what was the atmosphere like? Like, is it a city that now thinks that Indiana is there?
Yeah. That is.
You know what I mean?
Because like, Halliburton. And,
yeah, just because where they're at and how they've been playing. They, you know,
oh,
made
I got
it to the in-season tournament.
I got you. First of all, what a just delightful neighborhood stadium. Have you been?
Yeah.
So you know what it is. So I didn't,
right
like,
there in the middle of
when
it.
When the dudes from CHGO, they offered me a ticket. I was like, oh, man, okay, yeah, I'll get a Uber. Because I'm thinking of the United Center.
Yeah.
You know how different, like, you really got to negotiate things. You know what I mean? At the United Center, because it's Chicago. But here it was like a 7-minute walk from my hotel. There was like all the villagers were walking towards the stadium. So the walk in was just delightful.
Yeah.
It was like Wrigleyville light. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it was different. It was because it was Indiana and it's not Chicago streets. So it was like this really weird, this is what it's like in Pacersville. So got in there. Honestly, the energy in the building was not great that night. They had a lot of open seats. Like, it was a lot of bald patches throughout the stadium. And they were actually one of those days where they were offering tickets for $5 in the upper decks. So,
what?
Yeah. I mean, it is a weekday game, whatever. But
Zion Williamson?
Just to give you an idea, right. Yes. So I guess maybe, does that answer the question? Like, maybe they're not.
That's exactly, 100% answers the question.
Yeah, I guess that they don't, I don't know. I don't know what
we
the vibe is.
We as Bulls fans are delusional.
But we don't know what the vibe is for Pacers fans. Like, are they fans, like Sox fans? Like, you got to show me something before we show up? Like, I don't know what the collective personality of Indiana Pacers fans is. But they were, I mean, I enjoyed it. The building, it's not, like, and I was ready to be very objective about it. And like, if it was better than UC, United Center, better. Everything about it, maybe because it's packed always and the entertainment was better. It wasn't bad in Indiana. I'm just saying the UC experience is better than that of Indiana, and I had a great time in Indiana.
Not a bunch of Rick Smits jerseys just running around or anything like that. All right,
he's
Mark Grody. I'm Gabe Ramirez. More Chicago sports talk on the other side. Specifically, it's time for us to discuss the quarterbacks again. It's Gabe and Grody, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's gone.
It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Yeah.
Mark Grody, big fan of P. Diddy parties. I heard you got.
Hey, man, I was a fan when it was Puff Daddy.
Okay.
That's how old I am.
Brother Love was one of his nicknames,
too. That's right, Brother Love.
Speaking of love, did we get a package? Did we just get a package right now?
We did get a package here. Yes. And the package has been opened. It has been breached. The packet has been breached. It is from... I think that this is probably a familiar name to people who listen to the radio station, especially the Molly and Haw show. A package has come our way from Flag and Anthem, and this stuff is for real. Two beautiful deluxe button-down shirts.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to put these on the next time I'm on the TV.
Oh.
Like, you ever get
something? Football Night in America on NBC.
Absolutely. Wherever they want. These will, I promise you, that these will be worn. They're, like, stylish and cool, and then a sick quarter zip.
That looks comfortable.
Yeah, no, this is great, man. It's my size, the whole thing. So, shout out. I don't know what I did to deserve this from Flag and Anthem.
Man.
But thank you, thank you, thank you. This is good stuff. Molly and Haw aren't just saying it when they say this stuff is sweet.
You know,
this is good clothing.
They take care of their people and they like to associate themselves with cool.
I think that's what it is.
And so Mark Grody.
Did you hear that song coming in? That's because of me.
Equals.
Because I was talking about that. See?
Shout out Flag and Anthem, man.
Shout
appreciate
out Flag and Anthem, indeed.
I love them taking
care
of the
score.
They're
very stylish. They're very stylish.
I mean, and there's nothing like, you know, coming to work and getting free clothes.
Yeah. Hope Molly and Haw aren't, man. Do you think Molly and Haw are going to feel threatened by me?
No, they love it.
Is it cool? I'm in the club, guys.
And whenever I fill in for Molly or Haw,
check me out.
All they talk about is Flag and Anthem in the clothes that they
I
have.
Know they do.
They're like, hey, check this over here, Gabe. You know what it is? This is it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's awesome. Different shirt every day.
I'm just like,
that's what's up.
Hey, Gabe,
they give stuff to Dustin. They give stuff to Brandon Fryer. So they just show up and they got things. Flag and Anthem.
Hey, Grody, what would Haw say if he found out about this?
Looks good, Grody. Morning, Grody. Looks good on you. Looks good on me. Morning, Molly. Actually, I like Gabe's impersonation better. Hey, it's Molly and Haw on the score.
Molly and Haw.
You see, like...
Chicago Sports Radio 6.
Oh, my God. Me doing Gabe doing Molly and Haw. Molly and Haw! Chicago Sports Radio 670, the radio score.
Do I have a Spanish accent like that?
No, that's just me. It's been so tainted through all the lines that's what it sounds like. Mullet Ha!
It's fast.
Is that what it is? That's just the sound that goes through my ears is a parrot mimic. That's what I was hearing. I like to do impersonations where I am impersonating other people, impersonating other people. Absolutely. It's one of my greatest tricks.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But anyway, Flag and Anthem shout out, Bears.
Big shout out, Flag and Anthem. Big shout out to the Bulls.
We're shouting out the Bulls, huh?
You know, not a lot of people like to talk about them here on this radio station, so I got to get them in. You know, I was only given this 3 minutes to talk about them.
I know. Go ahead.
I will quickly.
Go ahead.
Bulls win 119-117 yesterday against a depleted Utah Jazz team. That's really the story. Bulls down. Via a Colin Sexton three with like a couple minutes to go. Mm-hmm. And they had the game in hand the whole time. It's just, I was here at Bergs came in yesterday and I was doing the show leading up to the Bulls game.
Bergs.
Alyssa Bergman.
Shut up, Bergs.
And I say it on the radio and it came in through the text. Did you see it, Groats? Came in.
Let me see. Got a timestamp for me? I only work with timestamps.
Sorry. It's on here somewhere, but it's somebody's grateful. Look for the dollar signs. There it goes. 24 minutes ago. It says, Gabe, thanks for the Bulls Q2 tip last night.
See it.
Money. Got anything for tonight? So yesterday I told everybody while I was doing the show and I was like, hey, second quarter, bet the Bulls to win it.
Mm. Kobe White draining threes.
Well, the Utah Jazz had 4 or 5 players out, 2 or 3 starters, 2 or 3 bench players. And so for me, in my mind, the Bulls second unit is their strength. And so even if the new starters come out and play hard against the Bulls, you don't want to bet the first quarter because you're not sure.
Okay.
But what you can be sure of is that the second unit, the try-hard Bulls,
uh-huh,
are going to play better than the depleted second unit of the Utah Jazz.
Yes.
And so I bet big yesterday.
Big yesterday.
So I told Bergs, and here's what happened though, Groats. I look at Bergs and I'm like, yo, listen to that. I was like, second quarter, Bulls, lock. I bet it a bunch. She just looks at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, you didn't like that?
Oh, she didn't like it.
Well, because of course not, because she didn't say a word.
Okay. I didn't know what her looking at you meant, so I was waiting for the punchline.
Well, it was more like the fact, you know, when you say something like that, especially a bet, you expect people to be like, oh,
reaction.
Lock,
especially somebody who is as adept at the gambling game as Miss Bergamini is.
Not just adept. Yeah. She was about to go on the radio to talk about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. About the bets. So I say it, and she doesn't. And I'm like, damn. So I'm watching the game yesterday, and the Bulls, they were up 4 at the beginning of the first quarter, so that's how I'm doing my math in my head.
Yeah.
So I was like, gotta be up by more than 4 at the end of the when the half starts. Sure enough, Bulls smacking threes, they're up by like 12. And I'm like, easy money, Toberg's, bet a bunch. This is gonna be great.
But I tell you.
Then all of a sudden, like any NBA game, they go on a little run. And I'm like, oh no, my money.
Bergs
was right.
Bergs.
But then Kobe White got it together. DeMar got it together. Hit a bunch of threes at the end of the first quarter. Bulls won by like, you know, or Bulls were up by like 8 at the half or something like that. 8, 9 and a half. So I ended up winning. And then she texted me big money. So after that, I didn't care what happened in the game. But I'm glad they ended up winning. Bulls take on the Warriors tonight. Actually, Grody and I are leading you into pregame.
Mm-hmm.
8:45. You'll be able to hear Alyssa Bergamini again.
Oh, the Bergs.
She's going to be in here tonight.
Down with the sickness.
Yeah, we should tell her to come in a little early to talk Bulls with us.
Oh, great.
And then, Chuck Swirsky, Bill Wennington, Alyssa Bergamini, 8:45. They got the call, Bulls-Warriors tonight. It's going to be a good one.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, of course.
Really quick, speaking of the NBA, I don't think I told you this. I might as well reveal it to you on the air because I think this is something that you will really appreciate about me. When I was in Indianapolis for the NFL Combine, did I tell you I went to an NBA game? I went to the Indiana-New Orleans game, got to watch Halliburton and Zion. It was fun, man.
Oh, my.
Zion, like, I don't know if he's going to turn what he's going to turn out to be, but I don't think I've ever seen anybody get to the basket as easily as he does. Now, he wasn't finishing at the rate that I would like, and he's got to continue to – look at me analyzing the out-of-town basketball.
I'm really in
now. Oh, yeah.
I like Bears Grody, but I love basketball
that was
Grody.
I was like, oh, Halliburton v. Zion Williamson, so I went with a bunch of guys.
Tell me about the atmosphere, because I'm thinking about this Pacers team, who, by the way, is only 4 games better than the Bulls right now.
Okay.
Okay, all these people are hyped up about all these teams. Bulls are 5 games out of the 6th, 5th spot in the Eastern Conference right now.
Yeah.
Which is not crazy.
Right, right.
Especially after starting
as bad
as
they did.
It feels
like they're as far.
Exactly.
Because it doesn't really feel like they're that close still, does it?
No.
Does it? No. Okay.
No.
Okay.
I mean, saying that they're 4 games behind the Pacers sounds wild.
Yeah, it does.
So, but my question to you was, what was the atmosphere like? Like, is it a city that now thinks that Indiana is there?
Yeah. That it's,
you know what I mean?
Because like, Halliburton. And,
yeah, just because where they're at and how they've been playing. They, you know,
oh,
made
I got
it to the
you.
In-season tournament.
I got you. First of all, what a just delightful neighborhood stadium. Have you been?
Yeah.
So you know what it is. So I didn't,
right there
like,
in the middle of
when
it.
When the dudes from CHGO, they offered me a ticket. I was like, oh man, okay, yeah, I'll get a Uber. I'll, you know, because I'm thinking of the United Center.
Yeah.
You know how different, like you really got to negotiate things. You know what I mean? At the United Center, because it's Chicago. But here it was like a 7-minute walk from my hotel. There was like all the villagers were walking towards the stadium, so the walk in was just delightful.
Yeah,
it was like Wrigleyville light. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it was different. It was because it was Indiana and it's not Chicago streets, so it was like this really weird. Oh, this is what it's like in Pacersville. So got in there. Honestly, the energy in the building was not great that night. They had a lot of open seats. Like, it was a lot of bald patches throughout the stadium. And they were actually one of those days where they were offering tickets for $5 in the upper decks. So,
what?
Yeah. I mean, it is a weekday game, whatever. But
Zion Williamson?
Just to give you an idea, right. Yes. So I guess maybe, does that answer the question? Like, maybe they're not.
That's exactly, 100% answers the question.
Yeah, I guess that they don't, I don't know. I don't know what
we
the vibe is.
We as Bulls fans are delusional.
But we don't know what the vibe is for Pacers fans. Like, are they fans, like Sox fans? Like, you got to show me something before we show up? Like, I don't know what the collective personality of Indiana Pacers fans is. But they were, I mean, I enjoyed it. The building, it's not, like, and I was ready to be very objective about it. And like, if it was better than UC, United Center, better. Everything about it, maybe because it's packed always and the entertainment was better. It wasn't bad in Indiana. I'm just saying the UC experience is better than that of Indiana, and I had a great time in Indiana.
Not a bunch of Rick Smits jerseys just running around or anything like that. All right, he's Mark Grody. I'm Gabe Ramirez. More Chicago sports talk on the other side. Specifically, it's time for us to discuss the quarterbacks. Again, it's Gabe and Grody, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.